Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. Whew! In case you've been waiting for a breather in this intense, 12th week of the college football season of 2017, well, you get one. Because this podcast, which nominally discusses college football, we're kind of going to do that tonight. But we'll be honest. If there's a week that you might want to, do some light stretching, if you want to get some rolfing done, get massaged until you're bruised and possibly suffering internal bleeding, if you want to do any of the sort of various cockamamie recovery things, if you want to practice self-care, right? This is a good week to do that, because it's not the most impressive week coming up, is it, gentlemen?
Not the most. No, not the most. It is National Cupcake Week in the SEC and ACC. Whereas the mighty, mighty, impressive Big Ten is playing Power Five teams such as Illinois, Rutgers, Maryland. Need I go on?
You know what? They do this even though exams are looming.
Wow.
That's right. What do you do, SEC? Do you even have exams? Probably for gonorrhea.
You know, the SEC gets shit on for the easy scheduling during SEC SoCon Challenge Week. Look at the Florida Gators taking on, what is it, a 7-3 UAB? They're taking on a team from Alabama. That state has two of the top six teams right now. Alligators taking on Dragons, bro. They're going to lose.
Well, that's the part that it actually isn't a fantastical creature, right? Is the very real loss that Florida could suffer by losing to UAB. And you want to say it can't or won't happen? Oh, worse has happened, friend. Worse has happened than losing to this pretty good UAB team when you're just a sort of derelict shell of a program floating out there. Just, if you will, waiting for just the right dragon to come by and incinerate you on the ground. That's where Florida is right now.
It's rough because you're comparing, Power Five school in a talent-rich state that has a ton of money and resources and can point to two recent national championships. How are you doing versus school that literally didn't have football last year?
Okay, but we always talk about the power of rest and recovery and recuperation and all that. It's very important to take care of your body. When was the last time Florida took a season off?
This season.
It was 2014, right?
This is the season they're taking.
No, yeah, I saw them play football this year. I saw it.
No, you're right. UAB went into the Lazarus pit, Ra's al Ghul'd it back, and now, so you know what? The results of this game are invalid.
This makes Florida Bane.
Yeah, oh, very much so. Very much so.
This makes Florida like one of Bane's cronies.
Well, no, I guess Bama's Bane, which, okay, that's super on brand, because they're the ones who put UA Batman in the Lazarus Pit.
That's true. Also, very, very Bane-like in that their big move is, I will pick you up, and then I will drop you on my knee, and then I will pick you up again. Is there any variety to this? No, I will continue smashing you!
Sure, and UAB, just like Batman, incredibly wealthy.
Also, what happens at the beginning of that movie when Bane discovers he has too many men on the plane? Welp. One of you's got to go.
That's true. That's oversigning. That's what that is.
Exactly.
Farewell, Steve Sarkisian.
Steve Sarkisian.
Scholarship limits.
I would give anything to hear him say Steve Sarkisian. So this week,
in your desperation, you turned to a man you didn't understand. Sark.
So this week is not the best week, and after last week, mayhem week that we just knew it was going to be very good, and it, boy, did it deliver. This is a light week, but I think it's being underrated, undersold. I think it's getting a little too much hate. Yes, there's only one rank versus rank game, and yes, that's stretching the definition because Michigan is just barely ranked at number 24, but once you factor in that this is also FCS rivalry weekend, you get a little NC Central North Carolina A&T. You get a little FAMU Bethune-Cookman. You get Harvard-Yale. And my favorite part about that is it's on CNBC, which, yes, perfect Fine. That is where I turn for my Harvard-Yale football. You get South Dakota State, South Dakota. You get the Northern Arizona Lumberjacks versus the motherfucking Southern Utah Thunderbirds for the Big Sky title. Now you add all that in, and now you've got a fuller look, not to mention Monmouth, Kennesaw State for the Big South title. You add all that in, and you got a nice full at least early and middle slot.
Is Harvard Yale gonna have a stock ticker on the bottom instead of like other scores? Nikkei futures, interesting.
It's on CNBC and IvyLeagueNetwork.com. They got their own. Man, it's like a whole fucking world. Like,
hey, you know what? Go check to see if you have Ivy League Network or Pac-12 Network. I bet it's a close race. I bet it's a real close race.
I mean, this one is streaming. Like, they give you a taste for free, and you got to pay for the, I don't know. But I mean, this week is better than it looks. Let me just run through. We're only going to talk about. We've only planned to talk about Michigan, Wisconsin in depth, but I just want to run through the few games that'll be going at the same time. Virginia, Miami. That could be tough for Miami. They have struggled with worse teams.
Yeah, listen, I called this that it's going to be like 19-16.
Yeah. Bowl eligible Virginia, sir.
If you can struggle with UNC, you can struggle with anybody.
That's true. Okay. UNC would agree with that.
TCU.
Also, consider how delicious it's going to be for Notre Dame fans to watch UVA like go tooth and nail with Miami.
What if, oh my God in heaven, what if Miami goes 15-0, squeaking past every team by 3 points, and the only FBS team they blew out was Notre Dame?
that's exactly how this is gonna work.
I guess they also beat Toledo and Virginia Tech comfortably. I know. TCU and Texas Tech. TCU on the road. TCU's got a lot to play for here. And this is, once again, for the first time in decades, a trophy game. They're playing for the saddle, folks. Okay? All right? You're perking up now. UCF on the road at Temple. Pretty important game. Kind of inconsequential because UCF just needs to win that conference and they go to the kids' table bowl. But still, Temple's much improved over the first month of the season when they were like wet ass.
so now they're just like slightly wet ass.
They've dabbed it up a little bit. Mississippi State going on the road to finish off Burt. We like Burt, but
but he gone.
Hey, hold on. Disagree. Disagree. There's no one there to fire him. All right. That's how this works.
Once the NFL fired Jerry Jones, Burt's gone. Okay. Because Jerry's fallback job is Arkansas AD. Come on.
Are you just keeping Brett Bielema at Arkansas via squatter's rights?
Yeah, essentially.
I'm the president of the school. So you're all fired. Not me, actually.
I've been living here openly, and no one said anything. Therefore, I have rights. I intend to exercise them.
I'm the only person in the state. I haven't seen anyone else, so.
Renaming the state Burtonsaw. Hope you're okay to go.
The free state of Pennsylvania.
You also got, all right.
Bertawa. It's Bertawa.
I don't even want to look up the over-under for this one. SMU at Memphis.
Ooh. Woo!
You got a 120-point nooner coming at you, okay?
And that's great. The SMU Memphis is sort of like the battle of coaches that, if they're smart, won't take the Tennessee job.
Exactly.
We'll see who's not that right.
Look at this. You got A&M's future coach versus Tennessee's future coach. All right. Texas, West Virginia. Pitt, Virginia Tech. I mean, it'll be dumb. It should be a rivalry someday. It'll be dumb. Fresno State, Wyoming. That's local importance.
Look how far you're digging. Look how far you're digging, man.
Fresno, Wyoming. That's a pretty good game. Come
okay,
on.
Okay. All right.
Hey, you're sleeping on future NFL number one draft pick Josh Allen.
He might not even play.
He's totally. I didn't say that he would or wouldn't play. I said that he would be drafted first in the NFL. That's like saying he's not that talented. I'm like, you know, you might have valid points. He didn't produce in college. That's barely like a correlation for anything in the NFL. That's correct. Just saying, there'll be a number one draft pick because he's tall and his name is Josh, right?
The, The rest of the day is, well, I'll admit it's below average. I just want to put on for this noon group because, nah, this is a legit noon group. From there, we're counting on upsets.
I don't think you're like the only one that I'm totally like, you're not making this up. SMU Memphis is a legit heater. That's a heater. It's on at noon. You should watch it because that's going to be like, seriously, 80 points minimum. I mean, Memphis is basically Billy Joe Shaver, right? He's like, I got 42 bullets. Where you want them? Tell me where you want them because I'm going to put 42 up. Do you want them in the third quarter? Do you want them in the fourth?
Okay, then.
The rest of this is Jason just being like, you know, the other Lunchable flavors, you really got it. Taco Lunchables, yeah, it's cold beef in a vacuum-sealed package, but give it a try. Pizza Lunchables, I mean, sure, it's just ketchup and reconstituted cheese served on a piece of pita bread, but, you know, you nuke it just the right way, and that's a heater, right? No, come on, stop it. Stop it. We have one meat and cheese Lunchable. It's Wisconsin, Michigan. We're going to choke that down.
That is a cheese and cheese Lunchable, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We take the crunchy cheese, and you put the cheese on top, and then you put the squishy cheese in between those two, and you put the cheese sauce on it.
Yeah, it's a grilled cheese sandwich. There's no bread. Yeah, I didn't say there was. It's called grilled cheese.
And the high C? No, it's high cheese.
I'm abstaining from this portion of the conversation.
So basically what we're doing is we ain't going to preview this whole Saturday. We're going to cut it off around 3 o'clock, which Michigan, Wisconsin, if that'll probably end around 2:45 Eastern. That's about a 2.5 hour game. So, I mean, after that, yes, you'll watch all day. You know, that's fine. Good and excellent. But we ain't going to preview all this shit.
Yeah.
I kind of wish one, like, I hope Longhorn Network just is like, you know what? Fuck it. We're showing Texas USC. Don't care. we're showing that national championship game. Yeah, it's on a Saturday. Yeah, there are live games happening. We'll go up against them.
Yeah, we're in a game right now. We're down by 30. So?
So, let's go over to Vince Young.
He's got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be, I think there's the potential for real hilarity, like, on this schedule. We don't have to review the whole thing and really shouldn't.
We just reviewed it. We're done. We don't have anything. Why are we even belaboring this?
We do have a side activity today. We asked the listeners for hot coaching takes, which we got that as our secondary content plan as soon as this schedule runs dry.
And we asked for this before the Arkansas news broke, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So minutes before.
So in a way, Arkansas was sort of like, hey, I got one. So thank you for listening to the Shutdown Fullcast and following us on Twitter.
Did we just cause
Twitter,
a news Arkansas dump?
I think so.
Like Arkansas thought like, oh, they'll think this is just a joke.
Oh, this shit will be hilarious. Yeah, Jeff Long now only has one job, and it's a college football playoff selector.
Man, the quality in them rankings is about to soar now that he's got all this free time.
Well,
we have realized that Clemson actually did lose a game.
Unfortunately, it does make you worry that he's going to unfairly penalize Arkansas. So, you know.
It turns out that all teams in the SEC West played weak schedules. Because they had to play Arkansas.
I'm going to miss that with Jeff Long. I'm going to miss him coming on. And we're like, that dude looks like a big old nerd. But you know what? I'm going to reserve judgment. And he opens his mouth. And he's like, well, I think the thing. We're like, big old nerd!
The difference between the TI-85 and the TI-86 is actually quite pronounced, depending on your level of comfort with the sort function, which I will explain as follows.
The TI-86 has not played anyone of note.
I would, when we triggered this, right? Like when we triggered this, this news dump.
Yeah.
Right. And we did it. You're welcome. When you look at that, by the way, you know how everyone, this is my, like when somebody goes and tries to say, well, this person's like really good for this job, right? We have all sorts of like instant ideas for Florida, right?
Sure.
Like if I'm like, okay, who's gonna be Florida's coach, right?
Yeah, there's at least one auto, like there's one Google auto complete for Nebraska. Right. It's like Scott Frost. It's just, why wouldn't it be Scott Frost? And for Florida, I guess at this point it's Chip Kelly, but maybe it was Dan Mullen.
Or Scott Frost, right?
And at Tennessee, it's John Gruden. But yeah. But I think I know where you're going with this. Please continue.
Right. If I say Arkansas, there's no answer.
No.
There's never an answer. It's not.
You got Tommy Tuberville.
Come on.
this is it. Everywhere else, there's...
The SEC West is not Trivial Pursuit. You can't just be like, well, I've collected... All right, one more piece of my pie. Just got to make my way over to Texas A&M. They expanded the game since I was last here, but I think I can handle it.
No, he's an Arkansas native. Mama's calling.
That's all people do, right? They just go, well, he's from Arkansas. That's all. Like, it's not like, well, he's connected to the school, or he coached there, or played there. Like, Arkansas just has to, like...
And it's on that basis that I can tell you that Spencer Hall is getting serious consideration at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Ed Vandy, right? Vandy would be closer.
Well, I mean, if that job comes actually, open, absolutely, baby boy is being called home!
Would Middle Tennessee be even closer? There'll be a bidding war.
Spencer would take the Memphis job, though.
Oh man, that's the prime job in the state for me is Memphis.
God,
outside of your recruiting ties,
the things that would do to your body.
Oh, listen, you want to know the reason? I can go across the river and get away from the stadies. That's why.
Smart. It's like you. It's like hiding behind a lamppost and your wanted stars go down.
Exactly. That's it.
Paint, like, you paint your car and the feds can't find you.
Oh, he's inside the pyramid. That's outside of our jurisdiction.
He's in ancient Egypt now. I think my favorite thing about all the coaches who came out of Arkansas is like Charlie Strong. Does he want to go back? Yeah, I doubt it. Tuberville, does he want to go back? Sure doesn't seem like it. Gus, does he want to go? Well.
Well,
probably would, but now he's got this whole situation where he might make the fucking playoff. At this job he's stuck at.
I mean, he was the guy who everybody's like, I don't know, man, that might be a good fit with Arkansas. And since it's not working out with Auburn. Wait.
Actually, I guess it is.
Do what now? Shit.
We've done this with like, what, four coaches? Maybe five coaches in the SEC alone this year and gone, well, man, they're done. Yeah, they're totally could be. They're fried. They're fired. Wait, no, I'm sorry. They're going to win the national title. Okay, no, wait. They're back on the hot seat. No, cool.
Oh, yep, he's actually gone.
Yeah, no, he got fired. That's cool. That was the deal with McElwain. Like two weeks before, it was like, yeah, I don't know. He's probably earned the right for a fourth year. And he's dead. He's gone.
It was literally all good just a week ago.
That's crazy. And it's gone the other direction, too. There's literally no proper time to fire anyone. It's just there's no one ever gets it completely. Like Tennessee waited until Mizzou stacked 50 on them. And that's evidently the point where they were like, no, this is
like even Tennessee was kind of like, okay, we've given up on him. But, you know, what are we going to do? Send Brady Hoke out there? What's the point in that? And then it was at some point it's just like, all right, I can't even watch this.
I mean, you've dealt with a government document before. Like, Spencer, you've had to get your passport renewed, right?
Correct.
And you can't just, like, make that happen overnight. It takes time. You don't know exactly when you're going to get it back. You can expedite it. Arguably, they maybe fired him a year ago, and this is just as long as it took for the state to process it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
True. And the state of Tennessee, too, man, you're gonna have to pay a little extra to get it done.
I know we're gonna talk about our listeners' suggestions here, but I just wanna think, you know, I want everybody to think about for this Arkansas hire, which technically, yes, is not pending because Brett Bielema still has a job. You think about, okay, let's bring somebody associated with the program that people have incredibly positive feelings about. Let's get somebody who maybe has had experience at other programs as well within college football that's just not just Arkansas related. You want somebody who maybe has a little bit of pro experience, not too much. You don't want somebody who people think of and think like, oh, that's an NFL guy. And then you want somebody who is an Arkansas, you know, is an Arkansan. Ryan Mallett, man, he's right there. Go get him. 29 years young, ready. Summer, fuck summer, Mallett. The decade of Mallett, it's here. All right.
I mean, just John. You know, John L. Smith was on a 9-month deal, right, or an 8-month deal. So it's not like it'd be the worst thing you've ever done.
Boy, once Ryan Mallett walks into those living rooms and starts flashing that Super Bowl ring, I don't know. What team is he on? Sure, probably got one.
I mean, yeah, he was inactive for every postseason game of the 2011 Super Bowl. But you know what? He probably has a ring still. He played for the Texans briefly. He plays for the Ravens now.
Once he walks in flashing Joe Flacco's Super Bowl ring, those recruits, they'll be lining up. I think that's my favorite thing about like the NFL coach thing. Like, no one learned from the Charlie Weiss experience. Like, you still see the once he walks in there and says, I know Bill Belichick, those recruits are just going to shit themselves. Like, everyone is still using, it's 10 years now, and everyone's still using the Charlie Weiss argument. But no one learns anything. That's fine.
That's fine. They also don't do the thing where they're like, man, he was in the NFL. Yeah, with who? Who was he? Yeah, he coached the Dolphins.
Cam Cameron's a good man, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, Saban coached the Dolphins.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he though? Did he? All right, let's do some reader bold coaching projections. Y'all want to start with Jason? You want to start with one?
Yeah, I like this one from our friend Bunky Perkins, because I'm pretty sure this
literal
one,
friend of the program.
Yeah, that was actually his old blog was named that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure this one came out before the Jeff Long news, like seconds before. I could run back the timeline on it. And
that's too much work for this podcast. Come on now.
No, give me just 1 second. Yes. Oh, my God. It was 9 minutes before the news. Just wait till you hear this. Okay?
All right. So Arkansas insider Bunky Perkins.
So at this exact moment, Jeff Long was still Arkansas's AD, okay?
Or was finding out that he wasn't.
10:09 a.m. This is when Bunky broke the news that Jeff Long was out, okay? 10:09 a.m. Eastern Time. Arkansas fires Bielema, gets rejected by Gus, Tuberville, and Jimmy Johnson. Fires Jeff Long as AD, turns to one man to run both. The only man crazy enough for the job in the first place. And then the gif of Houston, you know, the one where he's looking back and forth and laughing and there's a mouse cursor over his face.
that mouse cursor existed in the video. That wasn't added. That was there.
Yeah. Whoever made this gif a billion years ago, they gif their own cursor, which is perfect. 7 minutes after this tweet by Bunky comes the first report that Jeff Long is out as Arkansas AD. Y'all need to hang out in our mentions. That's where news is getting broke. We got a few hundred replies to this tweet. One of them was accurate. It's up to you. It's up to you to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. But anyway, yeah, Houston Nutt as in charge of all of Arkansas. Houston Nutt, y'all had a lot of Houston Nutt to everywhere takes, which that's fair. That is fair. That's more than fair. Let's go ahead and give him this job, which is every job at Arkansas. That's fine.
I mean, yeah, listen, in his experience as an athlete at Arkansas, he played on the basketball team.
He did.
He got demoted to a bench role once they hired Lou Holtz, and he brought in an option offense that didn't need Houston Nutt's special skills. And yeah, he transferred after that, but that's because he wasn't needed, and now he is again. So what I'm saying is maybe he has eligibility left, too. Player, coach, athletic director. All three.
Cheerleader. Mascot.
Marketing director. Health inspector.
English professor.
Marital counselor. parking attendant.
Why would a university need a marital for when Mr.
at Arkansas?
For when Mr. and Mrs. Hogg get married.
Listen, Arkansas definitely could have used a marital counselor. All right.
Oh, oh please. My. That's true. I wasn't thinking far enough back.
Did I? Let me give you another one. I want to do two at once here.
Okay.
That are both, I think, in a dystopian world, definitely not like ours, are both entirely possible. Mike Leach to Arkansas, where his first move is to play all his home games in Little Rock, since it's the loudest place he's ever played. I want you to get two or three missteps, blown opportunities, bad negotiations, and damned hopes down the road, and tell me that a new panicked AD and or temporary AD with the Board of Trustees doesn't look around, look at the history of Arkansas football, look at the situation that Mike Leach has got, whose AD just left, right, at Washington State, and doesn't at least make a shot at Mike Leach. I'm talking three or four steps down the road when a couple things have gone sour, when a couple of really stupid ideas have gone way too far, right? Like someone on the board's like, hey, I know Barry Switzer. And everyone's like, yeah, it's a great idea, Steve. And they, like 10 minutes later, they're like, shit, did he actually recommend Barry Switzer? Oh, God.
Barry said he's never heard of us. Never heard of the state of Arkansas.
I was just thinking Bob Stoops for some reason, you know?
Stupid. Barry Switzer said our whole state can wipe its ass with so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Plus, like this puts him closer to Lubbock, where he can continue to just lob grenades because they won't pay him.
I was gonna say, Leach ranting and raving about the government and all that probably enhances his appeal in a state like Arkansas.
Exactly. They're like, government's terrible. Yeah. Who pays for that football team?
Shh. The Lord.
Like 70% of your state budget.
The Lord pays for that football team. Okay. The Lord.
And by that,
Tyson Frozen Chicken pays for this.
Jerry Jones.
Lord Jerry.
That's his name in Arkansas. But like that one could totally happen. Like I don't think that's crazy, actually. Right? I also don't think this one is crazy.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, it's a nightmare. Okay? It's a nightmare scenario. But here we go. Out on Chip Kelly, throws money at Cliff Kingsbury in a panic.
Woo! Boy, yeah. he'd look good with a nice humid, sweaty sheen on him, though.
He would, like a desperate Cliff Kingsbury, in order to win over fan favor, disrobes.
Distracts the crowd from the action on the field by removing his pants.
I don't get it. My wife just loves the guy.
Honey, you what? You want to go to the spring game with me? Well, okay, let's go.
I don't get it. Cliff's so mad about this. He's like, no, I'm more than just a beautiful body and a handsome face. Sure, Cliff. Keep talking.
But why male models?
I like my favorite thing about the when he first got there and like he was putting up with the he looks like Ryan Gosling stuff is like every time he felt compelled to like, can I please just do an interview or something where I can just really talk about football? Like there was like a, he's on the People magazine, page.
Hey, he's no Blake Shelton. Come on now.
That's true. He doesn't have the thickness of a Blake Shelton. He doesn't look like he could repair your gutters quite like Blake Shelton. Whose choice was that? What the fuck kind of choice was that? Blake Shelton?
Yeah, I can tell you how that happened. Because people like were so short on this shit. They were so short. They were like 8 hours from deadline. They're like, dang, who knows an agent? And they called an agent. Blake Shelton's agent's like, watch this. And you know, 3 hours later, Blake Shelton's the sexiest man alive and using old photos.
Wait,
about it this way. Like, People magazine could not be less important in 2017. And if they had just been like, oh, it's Ryan Gosling. Oh, it's a Hemsworth. Oh, it's so-and-so. Like, people would have just been like, yep, don't care. But they did the smart, like, this is the ultimate clickbait. They're like, oh, yeah. It's your neighbor's dad.
Do it for the memes.
He's the sexiest man alive. Think about what people are saying. People are saying, of all the men alive, this is the one who the most people want his dick.
A guy who's been in a fucking Domino's Pizza commercial is the sexiest man alive. Looks like a fucking Domino's Pizza. So this got announced like yesterday or whatever. What if, all right, so this magazine, the date it hits newsstands isn't always the day you find out about it. So let's say it drops, I don't know, Thursday or whatever, okay, which is also the day this podcast comes out. All men die before it hits newsstands, except for Blake Shelton, okay? And some ugly guys. Like, you know, he's not an ugly guy. So, like, Blake Shelton and all the other thick dads are still alive. And he's just, you know, he's the cutest thick dad. But everyone else is dead. So it is, at that point, accurate. And if you're listening to this podcast, that means you are now officially less attractive than Blake Shelton because everyone else is dead.
Blake Shelton looks like like you put a Stoops brother through an Instagram filter. That's all he looks like.
Yeah. He does. He looks like the Stoops brother that the Arkansas trustee in our situation mentioned, and everyone else thought he was talking about Bob, right? He's like, yeah, man, you know, we'll just go with, like, you know, Randy Stoops. Yeah, Randy Stoops. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, Randy. That's you know, that's that guy who coached Kentucky. Yeah, he's done a good job there. They're like, no, that's Mark.
You know who we might ought to hire for head football?
That's sexy Stoops.
We ought to hire Blake Shelton. Are you thinking of Blake Anderson? No, the sexy man.
No, the sex, you the know, real, the sex pot. The one who exudes sexuality. The one who makes you all tingly. The one who's got to do all sorts of cool shit to your nipples.
No, the Husky Jeans pizza guy who's very sexy.
I still won't believe that Blake Shelton is anything but like a breed of rabbit.
Blake Shelton absolutely wears a Henley while he fucks. Absolutely.
I think you just really personally insulted a good 27% of our listeners. You guys are like, what's wrong with that?
I mean, apparently nothing. Apparently nothing. Apparently that's what's in right now. So y'all live it up. Keep it going. You must be finding success with that.
Whoa. Don't touch the buttons. Susan? Susan, do not touch the buttons.
It's about process, not results. So keep going.
We're gonna porky pig this until you come.
I will just state for the record, I sweat sitting still in a Henley at 40 degrees. This sounds like the worst idea ever.
We have to move on. Okay, this prediction comes from Alex Johnson at Alexander Johnson on Twitter. The Browns hire Mark Richt. We already know that Miami is a pipeline to Cleveland, and then eventually Cleveland is a pipeline to UNC, which is a pipeline to the NCAA, which is a pipeline to FIU. So it's a weird circle, but it does work. Man, if Mark Richt takes the Cleveland job and just leaves Miami, be like, well, it was a good year. Hope y'all had fun. I got to go now forever. See you later.
Restored my alma mater to greatness, and now I'm going to go spread the good news through a downtrodden foreign land where they haven't heard much good news in a 1,000 years or so.
I mean, there's, you see how Mark Richt just looks like, the deeper his tan looks, the more genuinely at his heart content he looks to me, right?
Sure.
Like he's the kind of guy who I think needs a good 8 to 9 layers of tan before I think he has had his most beatific. And he's pretty beatific anyway, right? It's a very spiritual man. It's very calm. Doesn't really raise his voice a whole lot, right?
Yeah, and that's the key skill. Like, to be the coach of the Cleveland Browns, you don't need to be good, because the Browns will never be good. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can change about that particular situation. It is the Kobayashi Maru of the NFL. So what you do instead is you just have to be, you have to have the placidity to look on and say, well, we threw another pick six. I guess we're going to turn to who's on the roster now. Is it Jake Plummer? We signed Jake Plummer. He's 47 and he's wearing jorts. Okay. Let's put him out there.
To coach the Cleveland Browns, you need a peace that passes all understanding. You need a faith that, you know, that believes in the impossible, that doesn't demand evidence or anything beyond faith itself. Mark Richt to the Browns. If anyone can stand it, it's Mark Richt.
Listen, Jesus stumbled 3 times. The Browns coach has to stumble 16. Think about that. That's crazy. You got to be over 5 times what Jesus was to coach the Browns. That's amazing.
Can't wait to see him do a high dive into the river. That's into the lake.
That pool is empty. I know.
Hell yeah, a new coach is on fire.
So I'm on fire now. There's another really, wow, man, this was bold. This is super bold. Theo Ribadeneira.
Good. You nailed it. Yeah. Got it in one.
At Theo Ribby. Ribadeneira. There.
Ribs. Call him Ribs.
Two ribs.
Ribsy.
Theo Ribadeneira. Straight up. Rex Ryan to Arkansas.
Oh, jeez. We can't. No. Stop it. We're done talking about Arkansas.
That's redundant.
All right. Listen, if Blake Shelton fucks in a Henley, Rex Ryan fucks a Henley. We're moving on.
Difference between Burt and Rex Ryan.
All right. This one from Sam Donnelly at Sam Donnelly. Tennessee boosters think they're too good for a first-time head coach. T. Martin goes to Ole Miss and wrecks their shit for a decade.
Oh, you want to talk about plausible things.
Yeah.
Entirely plausible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty special that Tennessee has a quarterback who won a national championship for them not that long ago in the grand scheme of the sport, who has had success, not as a head coach, but, you know, somewhat slightly below that at other major programs, who is well regarded as a recruiter, who you would think would be an interesting candidate for this job, and just there's never a whisper of it.
I wonder why that is. I can't think of any reason for that.
Let me interject for you, because I think I know.
Do you happen to have a theory on why that might be?
I think the sinister thing you're thinking.
It's because he was born in Mobile.
No, it's his lack of experience.
His lack of experience as a college head coach. Because if you're Tennessee, you want, you know, someone with a lot of experience as a college head coach, and that's who you're targeting at number one on your list, right?
Correct. Yep. Correct. That's something that they've looked for and they valued in their last 4 coaches. You know,
if you hire John Gruden, you're very excited about his long experience as a college head coach, and that would be your best reason for picking him over T. Martin.
I just want a coach who makes me feel safe.
Let's see. I got. I like this one a lot from Tom Collins in a lonely place _ on Twitter. Every D1 school in Florida except Miami is going to have a different head coach next season.
God, this one is amazing.
We already moved Mark Richt to the Browns, but we'll bring him back. We'll bring him back. The Lord changed his mind. Okay, Mark Richt came back. Jimbo, shit, man, sounds like he can have his pick about half the schools in the SEC.
A&M, Tennessee,
any of them.
Arkansas, Mississippi State,
Ole Miss,
Atlanta Falcons, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Trade jobs with Dan Mullen.
Notice this, by the way. Everywhere Jimbo goes is super hunting compatible. They're like basically Jimbo's like, is there a tree stand within 10 miles of the stadium? I'll consider it.
Arkansas State. There's the answer right there. Oh,
done. Done. Florida, easy. Already on the market. Kiffin, shit. Send him anywhere. He'll go literally anywhere to escape. Hashtag the FAU. Butch Davis, Nebraska. Next. UCF, Scott Frost. To
USF, Charlie Strong. Send him to Ole Miss. Go ahead.
Charlie Strong to Ole Miss.
Okay.
The Frost, Florida. Fine. I don't care. Fine. That's it. That's all of them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's easy. And like, what did I say that, what was the most outrageous one in there? Butch Davis?
Yeah.
Send him to Oregon State then. Okay.
Oh,
no, we can't do that because we have a better prediction for that. And that's Christmas Defender at MC Gaha 07. Butch Jones, Oregon State. A slumbering giant is awakened.
All the Butches. All the Butches.
Man, like, Butch Jones would be, like, he'd be an improvement there. That's so sad.
It'd be amazing for him, because his whole thing at Tennessee was like, well, the media's negativity continues to drag this program down. At Oregon State, I imagine the media's just like, hey, did you have a good lunch today? Yes, we. Thank you for the positive. Your belief in this program and its ability to have lunch at the highest level is what sustains us. You continue to help our lunch recruiting.
The media at Oregon State, there's like one columnist who, like, if you send him texts, he's going to dump them. So just don't text that guy and you're good.
Or just text some positive shit.
Yeah, that's true. Text him nothing but, like, how much you like Oregon State fans.
Practice was amazing. What did you do today? I played Battlefront.
you looked really nice in that sweater at the press conference.
Thank you.
I'm going to leak this.
It worked on you for a while. You'd be like, God, he's a son of a bitch, and he hasn't given me a good answer all year, but he texted me 38 days in a row with a random compliment.
Plus, like, you know, I think people would appreciate the fieriness at Oregon State at this point, right? Like, who's the last fiery coach that Oregon State had?
Gary Anderson was pretty fiery, judging by those leaked text messages. Before that, you had Nice Mike. Shit, I don't even know who they had between Nice Mike stints. Who was between?
Dennis Erickson?
That's right.
He's not a fire.
Yeah, he's pretty chill.
So, like, yeah, go ahead. Send Butch Jones to Oregon State. 7-5 is a fucking miracle there. It's perfect.
Yeah, and I mean, plus, he can say the shit that he wants to say. Like, well, I believe we're taking great strides. We improved all the way to 3-9. And it's like, yeah, Butch Jones, you're right. That is pretty good at Oregon State in year two, you know?
Here at Oregon State, we believe in the bronze medal of life. Championship's a little far away from us, but we are going to finish on the podium. That's what I believe.
Every now and then he'd throw off a really lame insult about Nike. Be like, well, you know, some people have, you know, some programs have shoes. Ooh.
We believe in having beaver tough feet. We were slides on the field.
We do.
We paint our feet with the gummy stuff that certain native tribes used instead of shoes. It works just as well.
I'm proud to be a Skechers program because I want this team to shape up. I sure do.
There's not a lot of teams out here wearing the Umbro checkerboard. I don't know what their fucking logo is. The Umbro Jaguar.
I think that, you know, like Oregon State football, we've chosen a brand that's, you know, been down for a while, but is due to make a comeback after several decades off the map. And that's why I believe British Knights is the brand. Really,
British Knights, humble, fought together as a team, knew their place. Work together towards one common goal. Died of plague. Also, all things I want for our kids.
Have unusual teeth. Yeah. See?
Like a beaver.
This one's also some of
hashtag
these
hashtag
real.
Ked Squad 2K19.
We're building it stick by stick. That's how we build this dam.
Stick by stick. Holy shit. Hashtag stick by stick. Butch Jones to Oregon State. I need it in my life. Hashtag stick to stick by stick. Do it, please.
So this was the one that I thought was legit terrifying. Like another one where I was like, wow, this is, by the way, this is solid. This comes from Fish Abbey. I know we talk shit about Fish Abbey.
Is that the name? Is that this person's name?
No, he's just part of Team Fish Abbey, all right?
Damn, that would be amazing.
Yeah, no, that'd be good. Somebody really should like corner Fish Abbey. Fish Abbey 849 would be awesome. Actually, Fish Abbey 6969 would be a really great alternate Twitter account. So this one is from Jordan Shank, who's really repping Fish Abbey well, because this is a tale of horror with a story based in reality. And I don't think it'd be a bad hire at all, which would be Tennessee plucks DJ Durkin from Maryland, causing the Terps to panic and rehire Randy Edsall. Reader, listener, shut down full cast EDSBS fan Rando, walking through this podcast for the first time. Let me tell you.
Person who thought they were downloading another podcast entirely.
Exactly. Person who thought they were downloading like one of those 9-hour massive history podcasts where it's like hour three.
Gilgamesh.
No. I want you to know every single step in this is completely realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Every single step. Could Tennessee hire DJ Durkin? Not as an insane idea we've brought up for comic purposes, but because he's good at his job and has done a pretty good job with a dismal Maryland program, getting them up to like, just walking. Yeah.
Especially No. That's not, you're misrepresenting it. That's not how it would happen, because Tennessee would not say, you know what? We've done our homework and it's a little unorthodox. It's not what fans expect. It's not what think they'll like. It will be, we're on choice 8.
When has that happened before?
All of the time.
Every fucking time. Butch Jones was very publicly choice number 5. 5 this past time. And that's not, we don't even know how many others said no. Nobody wants to coach Tennessee. Also, I just checked and Fish Abbey is available as a
Oh, well, we're getting Fish Abbey.
Done. For now. By the time y'all hear this, it might not be.
Now, that's the part that I heard as being realistic. That's the first part. The second part that's realistic is that Maryland would panic and pull back Randy Edsall, and that Randy Edsall would jet from UConn in a hot second back to Maryland.
This actually was my dream job.
This is now my recurring dream job, as it turns out.
Just can't shake this dream. I'm in a waking nightmare.
It's weird.
This is my waking nightmare job. This is my night terror.
I don't have pants on in that dream, so that's how I'm going to coach. Go Terps.
From Adam Jensen 28, people had a lot of Lane Kiffin takes, of course. This is my favorite of that genre. I don't read exactly how it was written. Lame Kiffin. I don't know if that was a typo, but we'll go with it. Works as Florida coach for less than a week before accepting the New York Giants job.
They deserve it.
Hey, everyone, Kiffin, Florida, and the Giants.
Everybody involved deserves that. Yeah. I think that's fine. It's the reverse Billy Donovan. It's totally cool. Just let it happen. Don't care.
Whew. Hey, this one. There's some hotness here, too. I love y'all. You did a great job this week. Randrew Randelson at Oli Knows. Craig Bolden of Nebraska. Brett Bielema of Wyoming. Holy crap. Oh, man.
Let the big hog roam.
he'll turn into a fucking Wookiee at that point.
Just a sandblasted just behemoth.
Just man, Powder River I don't think would be real good for him. I don't think kind of outdoorsman.
I think Bert is the opposite of Jameis Winston, who eats wins, who eats W's. Bert gains weight when he loses. Bert eats L's. So if you stick him out in Wyoming, that program, say you win 7-8 games a year, that's great for Wyoming. He's going to slim down a little bit. Bert's going to start looking pretty good out there.
That's true. Also, I think nothing like when I think of like, I don't know, how about a big, fat, enormous white guy? I'm like, oh, Wyoming. They'd love him. They'd be like, man, We wanted a big old white guy. We got a big white guy.
Who's that? Who's that coaching from an ATV?
Yeah, Craig Bolden.
Coaches in a golf cart.
Craig Bolden on horseback. That's what.
Sorry.
Yeah, with a standee. He's not getting up on that thing alone. He needs a couple of stairs.
This is from Eric Tenstman at E Tenstman. John Gruden does a signing day commercial with a bunch of team hats, but pulls out a Corona from under the table. You know, I truly do not understand the fascination with John Gruden at Tennessee. And because he really is the Corona of coaches, where you're just like, yeah, you know what? It's fine. I'm not going to turn it down. I'm not going out of my way to find it. It's literally always available in some sense. And also, and did you have one great day that happened to have Corona? Did that exist? Yeah. Is it important that you relive that? Probably not. It was 12 years ago.
You can hire any coach you want as long as it's John Gruden.
I think that also, like Corona, I really only see John Gruden on TV. Right?
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of
or
people
like that. Or in airports.
There is, this is another one that, man, I don't know. Like, some of these are dangerously realistic, right?
Are you gonna do Frank Solich to Nebraska?
No. I do think Craig Bolden to Nebraska, like, makes all too much sense. And they don't care. Like, Nebraska wouldn't care about age either. It's like Craig Bolden's like, I think Craig Bolden's like 68 or something, right?
This can be ascertained. Please hold.
Yeah, he's not a young man, right?
He's 50. He's 59. You continue to be terrible at this.
Nah, he looks old. He looks.
No, look at him. He looks 68.
He does look old, but he's 50. He's 59.
I like that this job, like these men stay in this line of work for so goddamn long that we're talking about 59, like he's like 30 or something. Like, he's not old. He's old as hell.
He's got 40 yeah. more years.
Well, that's the thing.
He's only 65.
If he moves to Nebraska, right? All they're going to ask him in terms of, like, well, don't you want a medical exam? And they'll be like, no, we just need to know a few things about you. Do you smoke? No. Or
are you willing to?
Yeah. Or it's like, do you smoke? And if his answer is yes, they'll be like, well, what kind of cigarettes? And they're like, oh, not the unfiltered ones. Those are the ones that, or not the filtered ones. Those are the ones that give you cancer. It's the filters, not the tobacco. And they'd be like, hire him.
I believe a smoke early in the morning cleans your teeth. Scalds all the toxins off your teeth.
Yeah,
smoking's how, like, they choose the Pope. So how can it be bad?
Like that could happen, atheists. Right? But have we really entertained the notion here put forward by at the GAX? FSU fires Jimbo. Okay, I'm gonna say.
Okay, that. Well, all right, sure, yep.
FSU, the Jimbo leaves FSU because that's how that's gonna happen, right?
Because if FSU fires Jimbo, spiteful Jimbo Fisher will absolutely not take another job just to collect that huge payout. He absolutely will do that.
Just can't find work. Just can't find work. I've interviewed everywhere. No one will hire me.
It's real weird. Hey, Jimbo, you've got like 8 visible texts on your phone from AD. AD.
Los Angeles Chargers posted a Facebook note begging you to come coach them.
We've seen you on the sidelines at Texas A&M clearly coaching. Yeah, that's a volunteer position. Don't get paid for it.
Yeah, just can't find it.
They just don't have any money to give me.
Just can't find it.
Coach, they have 100,000 people in the stadium and they can't afford to pay you any money. I don't know. It's going to textbooks, I guess.
Swagcopter takes swag fuel. You know how hard that is to find? Real hard.
So, if Jimbo leaves, and again, I'm only hitting the most believable, credible, plausible, and most terrifying ones. Florida State hires Lane Kiffin.
Oh, God.
No. You're in here with me right now. You can't, oh God, yeah, your yeah, way out of this. I know. Look it in the eye, Ryan.
Live your pain.
Look at it in its dark, flat, soulless eyes.
God, it's fine.
He'd be good. No, that'd be a hot 3 years. Maybe four.
Four?
Two.
Yeah, okay, now we're talking.
It'd be a hot 2 years.
He's turning that into a damn cowboy's job in 2 years.
You'd get some sort of like comet factor there, right? You'd be like, well, NCAA is going to come over and they're going to mess it up. That's why like the Gator boards and like the Alabama boards would be, you know, because everybody would be pissed off at them for like really sketchy recruiting practices. And then out of nowhere, it would be like, the ATF raids them.
The SEC, the other SEC?
Yeah, the securities fraud?
Damn, Lane, what'd you get into? Hashtag come to the FSU.
Hey, you see there's UN peacekeepers at Doak Campbell? Anybody know what that's about?
Everyone's excited about our program. Just here to see our hey UN, come to the FSU.
Oh God. Yeah, no, this is real. This could happen. They get into a bad enough spot. Whew. Yeah.
So here are two different takes that both made me like out of while reading through all these, both of these just made me like, you know, whoa. From Kevin Gingler, Greg Schiano to Ole Miss.
Which
the brain can't even process this. Like, I mean, they could use some strict discipline. I'll tell you that much. They could use somebody to, you know, to whack things back in shape, I guess. And
Can you just see Greg Schiano and like Ole Miss walking into a gas station and be like, why you guys got chicken here?
Mercer's just the contraction of sir and ma'am. All right. He's polite.
Could you hurry up a little bit? What?
Like him going to a school with silly traditions. Like, was there a fucking shark on the sideline?
Well, you see, it's a land shark. What's a land shark? Like, Greg Schiano strikes me as one of those people who has so little time for jollity or anything like that isn't football that jokes seem offensive to him, even benign ones, right? Like, oh, that's funny. What's funny about that?
So, like,
why is
it like,
a perfect Ohio State guy?
Why is there a mascot?
You mean why do we have a new... No, why is there a mascot? Coach, your last job had a mascot. That was a man with a large head. Nothing funny about that. He just thinks a lot.
Saw him too.
So, and the other one from Adrian Brashear, Hugh Freeze to Liberty, which is, of course, the school that all awful people go to, not redeem themselves, just wallow in it. I guess that's what they do. I mean, that's the thing. If Hugh Freeze went there, it'd be like, oh, finally, someone, you know, within like screaming range of upstanding, like he'd immediately be the best person in the whole chain of command there.
Yeah, but
for sure, Hugh Freeze, go clean up Liberty.
How's he going to deal with the fact that Roy Moore turns him down to go be wide receivers coach for Lane Kiffin?
I guess this all assumes that Turner Gill is finally the Nebraska coach.
Deservedly so. Should we do some charity ad reads before we continue?
Yes, but one more before I forget. It's very brief. All right, and then we'll do that. This is from Steven at UCF Steven. Very quick. Tennessee head coach Bo Pelini.
Fine. You know what?
LOL.
Great choice.
Pelini here is spelled Polini. I want to choose this one and talk about it only briefly just to say that, like every other Tennessee coaching search, it's entirely possible that out of desperation they will hire not Bo Pelini, but just a guy named Bo Pelini.
Just type the wrong name.
Just type the wrong name, get him in, and be like, I don't know, man. He looks a little different, but I don't
know.
Yeah,
we're the cover band. Did you not know that?
That's it. Entirely possible that they could hire a guy named Bo Pelini, who is not, in fact, a football coach. Yeah,
hey, guys, thanks for coming out to see us tonight. We're the 9-4s. We're going to play a few of those greatest hits.
My AD is a piece of shit. I fucking hate him to the core. All right. I'm going to start with this read. Again, all of these are the product of generous donations to Hurricane Relief from you, our listeners. We are almost through most of these. I've probably forgotten some here and there, so I'll try to clean that up. But I'm going to start with this from Brian. Rutgers. Not even once. I mean, we can play the game of how many teams at this point have a transitive loss to Rutgers. Because it's more than you think. It's everybody who lost to Purdue. It's not everybody who lost to Eastern Michigan. So that means that Eastern Michigan is better than Texas, therefore. And that probably means that... Who's the worst team Eastern Michigan has lost to? I don't think they've played Akron. Well, they did lose to Ohio. So there's Frank Solich.
Ohio's pretty good. Well, Akron is worse than Ohio.
But they haven't played Akron.
Well, be that as it may. I'm giving Texas the transitive, non-transitive, hypothetical loss to Akron.
We can probably work it that way because Akron beat Western Michigan and Western beat Eastern. Okay, yeah, so we can get there. Eastern lost to Western. Western lost to Akron. There's your connection. Akron is better than the University of Texas. The Big 12 should abandon Texas and replace it with Akron for the Zips network.
From Richard, the full quote, I will read it in the entire thing. I want to hear how my Mississippi State Bulldogs defeated the Alabama Crimson Tide. If that is a bridge too far, I understand. Damn, we picked a bad week to read this. Cause...
No, I do this on purpose because I'm a mean person.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, Richard already knows how his Mississippi State Bulldogs defeat the Alabama Crimson Tide. Happened sure last
did.
Week.
Sure did.
Took him to the wire. It was, 24-24, something like that. Bama's driving. Calvin Ridley's running toward the end zone. And bam, sniper got him.
Well, no, Bama scored, but then...
Scored too quick,
turned around.
And then Nick Fitzgerald...
Through the Hail Mary nobody expected.
On that Hail Mary from like the 32, and it didn't fly like, 20 yards out of the end zone. He threw it like straight up like he was playing that tank game.
Like he was playing 500.
The tank game where you angle the turrets.
Sure.
He just threw it straight up and it flew for like a minute and then it came down so fast it was whistling, landed right in a Bulldog's arms. And then they went for two and it was I don't even remember it, but it was really cool. And they knocked off the Tide. Bulldog's number one now.
Yep.
Yeah.
The committee just decided they hadn't actually lost. So
Look it up. Howard Zinn said so.
Whole record expunged.
Yeah, a Bulldog's history of the American people. I have a read, and I will tell you in advance that I believe this read's a little too consonant with my personal beliefs. You know, sometimes you read something where you go, man, that's great. Then you go, I don't trust it because I agree with it too much. That's kind of where we're at with this. It's from Ben and Denise. Bama fatigue is an island surrounded by water, big water. Ocean water, and we're all stuck there. Yeah.
You know what's going to be the worst part? Nick Saban is eventually going to not be the head coach at Alabama, and everybody is going to say, well, time to be like the rest of us, Bama. Time to fall back from whence you came. Be a pauper. Fight for scraps like everybody else. Have a 7-win season here and there. Experience some pain and some hardship. And what's really going to suck is it won't happen. Bama will just be like, nah, sorry. We're going to keep winning at least 11 games every year. Fuck you. We're a machine. We're an absolute machine.
We're going to do that thing where we hire a coach who wins the SEC and we still throw a brick through his front window. That happened. Google Bill Curry.
Yeah. That's for the youngins who don't actually believe that happened. No, that's true. It's completely true.
That's because they believed in what he was building and they wanted to help.
Brick by brick.
Okay, more materials.
They had a coach have
like,
sex
it's,
with...
It's
they,
just they like coach, Minecraft. They had a
coach have sex with his secretary on his desk. That was a big thing in the 90s. Like, just going around.
Well, yeah, because everybody had seen Disclosure.
Yeah. So, that happened, and they kept him around, and then suddenly it became an issue when he only won like three games in a year. They're like, suddenly we have a Jeff Sessions voice. Suddenly we have an issue with his moral turpitude.
We did a full examination of the desk, and oh, the results just came back today. Yes,
it happened to take about 15 months.
We found traces of semen and losses to Arkansas on the desk.
Both are foul emissions. My views on this subject have evolved. Didn't you say he was a fine coach? I do not recall.
Given
the information that I had at the time, it's possible that I said this erroneous fact.
I do not recall any football seasons before the present one, which includes a loss to UCF. The one that lost to UCF? I don't know. Let's just say every era lost to UCF.
Mark Richt did, though. Mark Richt did lose to UCF. Never forget.
That is very true. Very true.
That was, yeah. Now, that, by the way, that was never proven. However, Mike DuBose had to pay a settlement to get out of this. And you'll be proud to know, by the way, like, here's the best part, that was 1999, and that is the first, that is like the one of the big first internet rumors. So you're like, man, what's this amazing new technology going to show us? What mysteries of the universe will the wizard unlock for us?
Old man fucks on desk.
Dude with horrible redneck bowl cut bones someone allegedly on a desk in a football office in Alabama. You're like,
horny man makes bad choice. Yeah, you know what? That is the internet summed up.
And you're like, this edition of Encarta is incredible.
Thank you, AOL.
Siri, what is the secret to life? Horny man makes bad choice.
Oh yeah. I mean, the other read I've got here is from Travis. Thanks to Spencer for evangelizing the supremacy of Texas barbecue. Correct. HEB, absolutely. And Houston culture. Mm-hmm. Also, if Ryan isn't made the Bloomin' Onion, I vow to continue to never go to Outback Steakhouse. So really nothing. You're promising like a hypothetical if Ryan gets the Bloomin' Onion gig, but you're not going to Outback anyway, which I would say, you know, it's not a huge life changer. Every now and then, though, that filet in the right moment when you want to pull off the interstate, but you don't want to go to Hardee's, you want to sit down. You might. I'm just, it's like a 0.00001% difference in the quality of your life, but you might want to take it.
Well, if you're comparing like the Outback to like, you know, Chili's and Ruby Tuesdays and Applebee's and O'Charlie's and that whole genre, I think you can make the case for Outback.
Oh yeah, no, I'm happy doing that. That's a solid. Like I would pitch that, right? I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that well before your Chili's or several other chain restaurants. Hell.
What if you throw a Longhorn in there?
A Longhorn?
It depends. Mm-hmm. How crowded is the Longhorn?
Well, a Longhorn at all times is crowded. Like, I mean, all of these are unfucking believably crowded at all times.
Right.
So, I don't, I mean, they all got like an hour wait.
I mean, honestly, I feel like Outback's perfect place in the universe is place you take your dad for his birthday when you have your first job out of college. Like, that's the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Outback exists. It's just from the Bloomin' perspective, it's tough because, you know, I've talked to them occasionally here and there, and like I think they're showing interest, and I think like maybe we're reaching progress in negotiations. But then I remember they don't operate by rules. How can you form a contract with a company that specifically says we follow no rules, we acknowledge no law, we are anarchy in steak form? What can I do with that?
You're being detained.
I hope, you know what? I hope they say that to health inspectors that show up. They're like, also, okay, and now I'm gonna look
to Nairius.
Is that your Australian? Is that your Aussie accent?
That's my Aussie That's my Outback Steakhouse commercial.
Oh, that's Aussie. Your that's your Tampa Aussie accent.
So the meat cooler, the door has been open for 6 hours. Nye Riles.
My favorite thing about going to any place like Outback, though, is the reality check when I live in a city, and the wait for a restaurant, you know, even at like high tide, they won't tell you, you know, they won't be like, oh man, it's an hour and a half wait, because they're like, insane people won't do that. They'll just be like, you should come back, right? But at Outback, they'll be like, you know what? This random Outback in like, you know, Poleville, Kentucky. Yeah, we got like a 108 minute wait. Do you want to go to the bar? And you're like, well, chances are they'll probably give it to me in like 80 minutes. And I'm in Poleville.
Yeah, it's in those circumstances, it's this or sushi restaurant that is way too far away from the ocean.
Classic.
A few shout outs before we move on. Benjamin Hoffman, Nate Edwards, Alex McHugh, and Stephen Clark, who reminds you, go blow. Again, Michigan is playing a game of some importance, but we're barely here to talk about that. Are there any? All right. I know we've talked about Arkansas a lot, and I know we're trying to sort of like spread the wealth a little bit here. However, there are two other Arkansas related predictions I wanted to talk about. The first is this. From Danny Will, at underscore Danny Will. Barry Alvarez to Arkansas to be Brett Bielema's athletic director again.
Thought you escaped me. How you doing, Brett?
Good morning, Barold. I see you think, I see you believed that our working relationship was at an end.
What is my buyout to leave? how much? Oh.
And that's how Brett Bielema ended up at Oregon State.
Barry, you look well. I wish I could say the same, Brett.
Barry Alvarez just storming the country, driving people to go coach Oregon State.
And then this, Holly Henderson, she G-chatted me during the show and she said, I'm convinced Bob Davie is going to snap out of his stupor after a brush with scandal and end up with the Arkansas job. I want you, Spencer... What would it sound like if Bob Davie tried to call the Hogs? War Porg Sewer! Did you say Porg? Is this a Star Wars thing?
Porg Sewer!
Sir! Yeah, it would just be wrong. It would be in the wrong order. There'd just be so many things incorrect with this.
Sue Wig Pooey!
Although he would do something that would be, it'd be so frustrating because they'd go 7-5 or 8-4 and they would do so many things which were like cool. They'd win games they weren't supposed to. That's very Arkansas. And also, they would have disastrous end-game management, which someone in the SEC West has got to do it. Someone.
Half of them.
We miss you, Les Miles.
Jesus, man. Like, damn. How are we going to have Ole Miss Arkansas if we have two boring, competent coaches?
Impossible. Nature will not allow it.